We'll say in today's Mishnah Yomi, we are Mir Tashem, have the incredible privilege to finish Maseches Tainis. Our limud for today is Perek Dalid, Mishnayis Zayin through Ches, the fourth chapter, the seventh and eighth Mishnayis. Mishnah Zayin says as follows, Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Av Lios Besocha, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, Asra Milasar Lachamis, one is not permitted to go ahead and launder their clothing, nor is one permitted to take a haircut. U'Bechamishi Mutar Mipnei Kvora Shabbos. However, on Thursday, One is permitted to go ahead and do so because of Kavod Shabbos. Now, the Gemara explains that what they're talking about over here is that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos. Now, again, this is no longer possible with the way our calendar is arranged. But before the calendar was set, so it was possible technically for Tisha B'Av to fall out on a Friday. When Tisha B'Av falls out, so the Mishnah tells me that the week of Tisha B'Av, one is obligated to maintain certain mourning practices. Namely, one can't launder their clothing, nor could one take a haircut. However, if Tisha B'Av were to fall out on Friday, then halacha lemaisa, one would be permitted to go out and take a haircut and launder their clothing on Thursday for the sake of Shabbos. Really quite a fascinating idea. Just to understand, the Mishnah over here is reflecting the original practice where the morning practice is associated with Tisha B'Av, only what we call Shvu Shechalba, only the week of the fast itself. So presently, you know, again, Ashkenazim, we maintain morning practices already from Rosh Chodesh Av. The truth is already certain morning practices from the 17th of Tammuz, from Shavasar B'Tammuz as well. Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin. A person should not go ahead and eat two cooked foods. The idea being, the Mishnah is talking about over here in the Suda Mafsekis, in the meal that we go ahead and we eat before the fast, that meal is supposed to be a mournful meal as well. And one of the ways in which the mourning identity manifests itself in that meal is that we do not have two cooked foods. Furthermore, lo yochal basar, one is not permitted to eat meat. Lo yishtayai, nor is one permitted to drink wine as part of that meal. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer yishana. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that the truth is there's no particular hard and fast rule. You just have to change that meal from your normal customary meal. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you could eat meat, you could even drink wine. But at the end of the day, he says that halacha lemaisa, that meal must just be different than an everyday meal. So if you normally drink two cups of wine, drink one cup of wine. You normally drink two cooked foods, eat one cooked food. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We pass like the Tanakama. And halacha lemaisa by the Suda Mafsekes, we of course don't eat meat, don't drink wine, which we're not doing anyway during the 9 days. But we also do not eat two cooked foods. Rabbi Yehuda mechay bekfiya samita. Rabbi Yehuda says that halacha lemaisa on Tisha B'Av, one is obligated to overturn their bed and sleep on the floor. But the Chachamim, again, did not agree with this. And in fact, again, although some have the custom to sleep on the floor by Tisha B'Av, that is not the required halacha. Mishnah Ches, the eighth Mishnah. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says as follows. Lo hayu yamim tovim liyisol ki chamisha asar ba'av u'kiyom ikipurim. The greatest holidays, the greatest joyous days for the Jewish people, the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. So this is interesting. The Gemara says, Yom Kippur, I understand. Because Yom Kippur is a day of slicha u'mechila v'kapara. It's a day of atonement, a day of forgiveness. But why is it that the 15th of Av, why is the 15th of Av considered to be such a joyous day? So amazingly enough, the Gemara actually quotes six different reasons as to why this day was so joyous. We're not going to go through all of them today. What I will point out is one very interesting one, that it was by the 15th of Av that the Jews in the desert stopped dying. Remember, again, there was a decree in the aftermath of the sin of the spies that entire generation would die out. In the 40th year, it was the 15th of Av that they realized that the decree had come to an end. And as such, again, they marked that day as a Yom Tov, because that day essentially marked really the beginning of a new chapter of the Jewish people. We had come out from the, I guess you will call it like the shadow of the sin of the spies, and we're ready to embark upon a new national mission. Again, like I said, the Gemara gives many other reasons for things that happened over here, historical events, events that are recorded in the Navi, Sefer Shoftim. Again, you'll look inside, you'll see the Gemara, you can see the commentaries on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, what happened on the 15th of Av? So the Mishnah records another interesting practice. Shebahen benos Yushalayim yotos bekli lavan shulin, shalavais esh mishen. It was an interesting practice. 15th of Av, Tuba Av, was also a day of shiduchim, also a day of matchmaking. How was the matchmaking done? So the girls in Yerushalayim would borrow white clothing from each other. The reason everybody would borrow clothing is so as not to embarrass someone who didn't have. If everyone borrows, then no one knows who has and who doesn't have. Furthermore, again, but before they wore any of the clothing, they had to immerse it in a mikvah to make sure that it was free from any ritual impurity. And the girls would go out. The girls of Yerushalayim would go out and they would go ahead and dance in the vineyards. Umahayu omros, what would they say? Bachor, they would be speaking to the young man. So this is interesting. They would say, young man, set your eyes and decide what it is that you want. This is actually quite beautiful. So the Mishnah goes on and says, so again, they would say, do not go ahead and only make your choice, or I should say, do not set your eyes upon beauty, but rather set your eyes upon family. Because Sheker Achim Vehevel Ayofi, beauty is false. Beauty is false. Or Sheker Achim, right? Beauty Achim is false. Yofi, beauty is fleeting. Isha Yiras Hashem Hitishala, but it is a woman who fears God. That is something that is to be praised. V'omer tinu lami priyadeh v'yahalelua v'sha'arim maseha. So this is actually very interesting. So the Mishnah, the Gemara explains over here that the girls would go out and they were trying to get a shidduch. They were trying to find a suitable marriage partner. So the Gemara says different women had different things to offer. So the women who were very beautiful would say to the young men, set your eyes upon beauty. The women who didn't have beauty, but perhaps possessed good yichos, good family connections, good lineage, said, look at mishpacha. Others said, if you don't have beauty, you don't have mishpacha. Look at midos, character traits. The idea being that in the choosing of a prospective spouse, there are many, many, many different qualities that we look for. And again, obviously, different qualities appeal to different people. But the idea being that on this 15th of Av was this festive day where they would go out into the fields and they would go out and try to arrange shiduchim. Quite beautiful. V'chinu Omer, Tzeno ure'ena b'nos tzion b'melech Shlomo, ba'atara she'itra lo ima b'yom chasunaso u'b'yom simchas libo. So the mission over here so beautifully quotes the pasuk from Shirat Shirim. Now, the reason the Mishnah quotes this particular pasuk is because it's understood that this pasuk is a reference, ultimately, interestingly enough, to Yom Kippur. So the idea being, even though the Mishnah is going to interpret it as not referring to Yom Kippur, but elsewhere it is interpreted as referring to Yom Kippur as well. That's why the Tano decides to end off with this Mishnah. So Tzena ure'ena b'nos Tzion b'lemelech Shlomo. Go out and see daughters of Tzion. Look at King Shlomo ba'atara she'itra lo ima b'yom chasunaso, with the crown that his mother made for him on the day of his wedding, u'b'yom simchas libo, on the day of the joy of his heart. So the Mishnah says, b'yom chasunaso, what does it mean again, the day of his wedding? Ze matan Torah. The day of the wedding ultimately refers to the day we receive the Torah, u'b'yom simchas libo, and the day of joy of his heart, ze binyan beis hamikdash. Ultimately, again, this refers to the day of the Beis HaMikdash, or I should say the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Sheibana Bimhera Biyameinu Amen, that shall be rebuilt speedily in our days. Amen. So a really incredible and beautiful Mishnah. The Mishnah, you know, part of the challenge sometimes of learning Mishnayos is that for those of us who learn Gemara, you understand that the Mishnah is a springboard for a discussion. And it's often only when you get to the Gemara that you have full clarity as to what exactly the Mishnah is saying. Sometimes the challenge in learning Mishnayos is we're only getting a little bit of a snippet. But that snippet is so beautiful, that snippet is so meaningful. So if we kind of bring together this last Mishnah, Maseches Tainis, so again, first of all, we begin to see such beautiful days in the Jewish calendar. Yom Kippur, a day of Slicha, Umechila, Vekapara, forgiveness. Tuba Av. Again, you could look in the Gemara to see all of the six reasons, but for our purposes today, the day in which the decree of the spies was finally lifted. And by the way, if you go with that approach, you also understand what the connection is. Why was this the day that the girls would go out into the field to look for shiduchim, to look for marriage partners? Because what's marriage? Marriage is a new beginning. So on this day, Tu B'Av, where Klal Yisrael was effectively given a new beginning, the sin of the spies was in the rear view mirror, was behind us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu invited us to seize our destiny in the years ahead. So it became a natural day for shiduchim, a natural day for marriage, for people to begin to advance their life agenda, for people to begin to move themselves forward, for people to embrace the next chapter of their existence. And of course, the Mishnah ends on such a high note that we've been privileged in our national lives to have so many incredible and beautiful days. We've had the Yom of the Chasan, the day of the wedding. Our day of a wedding between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the day we received the Torah. But the ultimate day of joy is the day in which the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. B'mehera b'yameinu. Amen. I wish everyone an incredible Mazel Tov on finishing Maseches Tainis, and looking forward to Meretz Hashem to beginning the new Masechta of Maseches Megillah tomorrow. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.